Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 22 degrees, Joburg 21 and Mbombela high of 25.
The accident in Midrand on the N1 southbound just after Allendale Road is currently causing a 42-minute delay.
In your sport, Vancouver will play host to the fourth round of the HSBC Sevens this coming weekend, with the Blitzbox eager to improve their fourth place in the overall standings. And the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup draws will be held today.
We start in the northwest. A warning to those trying to get kids to school after days of heavy rain and with more disruptive rainfall forecast.
Refrain from traveling near rivers and dams. We implore school transport drivers to adhere to safe driving speeds, and we recommend that parents refrain from taking their children to school in such severe weather conditions.
Northwest Education spokesperson Elias Mlinik also calls on adults to make sure children stay away from running water, rivers, streams and pools. This is the fourth consecutive day of heavy rain over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the Northwest and the Free State. The Council for Geoscience has not yet been able to confirm reports that a 3.1 quake was felt in Vogville in Gauteng earlier this morning. As of this moment, there are no reports yet of injuries or damage. On to the other big story of the morning, the reaction to the historic postponement yesterday of the budget speech. The DA, who is the largest partner with the ANC in the Government of National Unity, refused to support the budget that would have announced a 2% increase in VAT and pushed VAT up to 17%. Political analyst at the Huguenot College, Peter Dimenacher, says this feels like the wheels of the GNU are going round.
It shows that the Government of National Unity is finally working in some way or another, and hopefully the ANC in the future, with all kinds of policies, etc., will take its coalition partners into consideration.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where a Kruger National Park ranger, who was once considered a rising star in conservation, is expected back in court today on charges of poaching. Rodney Lindela and his co-accused Kenneth Muchocho are facing charges in the Skukuza Magistrates Court relating to the poaching of a white rhino back in 2016. Both the horns were found to have removed. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
In June last year, the trial kicked off with the testimony of six state witnesses. Lindela had a distinguished career as a ranger, with many believing that he would one day become a chief ranger of the Kruger National Park. Lindela is currently out on a 20,000 rand bail. The trial comes just days after SANParks says it has implemented integrity management systems that include polygraph tests of its own personnel. According to SANParks, poachers have been infiltrating and approaching staff within the Kruger National Park. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in the Kruger National Park.
In international news, Hamas is due to hand over the bodies of four hostages today, in the first such handover of remains by Hamas since the October 2023 attacks on Israel. The repatriation of the bodies is part of the first phase of a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And it's not just in our country where we see new sinkholes. In the UK, residents of Godstone Village in southeastern England have been left shocked after a large sinkhole opened along their main road. It's now expanded to be over 20 metres long. Large sinkholes are rare in Britain. I'm Gerda de Souza. Net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die Noordwes waarsku skoolkinders om eerder by die huis te bly as die paaie nou te gevaarlik raak.
Holes everywhere.
So, Britain, they love to also complain about potholes. They don't like a pothole, and they will also go big with any pothole that
they
see.
Did you put that story in? Is that supposed to make us feel like not
part
alone?
Part of the global village, Martin. The world is a small wonderful place. Yeah. We all have the same
what
problems.
What you needed was the David Attenborough voice. And here we see the lesser spotted pothole growing every day.
It's the 20 meters.